You are listening to Modest Joint. How you doing? I'm Michael Modest, and I have the will to fight. You can email me at michael.modest@gmail.com. Hit me up at myspace.com/Michael Modest. Check me out on Facebook or Global Wrestling Promotions. I'm going to start off this week with my suggestion for the week. And this week, you're going to get two suggestions for the price of one. First of all, support the National Wrestling Alliance. Go check out NWAWrestling.com. See what they're doing over there. Some very impressive stuff. My second suggestion of the week goes out to all indie promotions, all indie promoters and wrestlers, anyone who's running a school, a wrestling training academy, all indies with at least public access TV. I have a suggestion for you. Make your students earn their first pair of wrestling boots. Don't let them buy them. Make them earn those boots. And I'm not talking about just in the ring. I'm talking about outside the ring, too. You know, guys in this business, they need to learn how to hustle. Get sponsorship. So here's my idea. Make your student sell at least one sponsorship for $350 for your company, and then you buy their boots for them. Or maybe you could do three sponsors at $125. Maybe it takes them three shows to do it, but they finally get those three different sponsors. And then the company goes ahead and buys those boots. Meanwhile, the company keeps those sponsors. So it's worth it for the company to just buy those boots for them. Hell, you could even have your student go out and sell 50 tickets to a single event, bringing in $500 and who knows how many repeat fans. But these are the kinds of things that I think somebody should have to do to get their boots. These are the kind of things I did. So anyways, there's my suggestions for the week. Oh, and on a side note, no family. You know, you can't do the sponsorship thing. Your family can't sponsor you. Wrestling fans are okay. If you had three wrestling fans that all pitched in $125 a pop, I guarantee you those wrestling fans are going to come every single time to check out your promotion. So that's just my suggestion for the week, my two suggestions. Next, I'm going to talk about, I just got back from Springfield, Oregon. Wrestled up there for WCWC. Go check them out at WCWC.com. It might be WC/WC.com. But I had a great match with a wrestler up there that I have a lot of respect for named Eric Baden. He was one half of the tag team Shoot to Kill. His partner was a little loopy, some kid named Dustin. Hell of a wrestler, but not right in the head for this business. So anyways, Eric Baden, congratulations, brother. He's going to be down in SoCal Pro the first weekend of May. So check out the SoCal Pro website. He'll be down there with his manager, Brian Zane. And, of course, Mark Manning from WCWC. I'll be back wrestling for them April 19th in Springfield, Oregon at the Regional Sports Center. That crowd grows every time we go there, baby. And I will be in Salem, Oregon on the 19th, also wrestling for the WC. On the 4th of April, I will be at ISPW. In New Jersey. I'm very excited. I'm making my debut in New Jersey. Independent Superstars of Pro Wrestling, run by Tommy Fierro. the same guy that does this website that you're listening to, Who's Slamming Who. I'll be wrestling Josh Daniels in my debut in New Jersey. And from what I hear, man, this kid is incredible. I'm being told he's like Chris Benoit or Dynamite Kid. And I've seen some pictures of him, and I've seen some matches of his on YouTube. Go check him out. He's very, very impressive. But I'll tell you what, Josh, you got your work cut out for you, bro. I know you're probably thinking right now, wow, this is a big chance for me. I'm wrestling Michael Modest, one of the best. And you're thinking, I got my whole career ahead of me, and his is coming to an end. But I got news for you, Josh Daniels. On April 4th, your reality is going to come crashing down on you. When Michael Modest drops you on the head with his reality check. And I don't want to hear any of that bullshit about it's Nova's move. Screw that, man. Nova stole it from me. I invented that damn move. Well, actually, I got it from Japanese women's wrestling. But, you know. So anyways, I'm looking forward to the 4th ISPW. Next, I've got a little commercial for you. I got to take a sip of a wonderful black coffee here. Hold on. I'm feeling a little parched. So anyways, I got a commercial for you. This is a commercial for a new product I'm very excited about, Superstar Wrestling Glasses. Check it out. Listen up, independent wrestlers. Are you just starting out in the independent wrestling scene and hoping that one day you too will be a star in WWE or TNA? Well, now you don't have to wait. Get the success you deserve now with Superstar Wrestling Glasses from Jabroni Incorporated. That's right. No reason to spend hours in the ring training. Stop spending money on professional-looking gear and gym memberships. Forget buying professional-looking boots. Just get yourself instant fame and fortune with Wrestling Superstar Glasses. Now for only $14.95. If you act now, we will send you a second pair of Wrestling Superstar Glasses for free. Second pair of Superstar Glasses to be an instant rock star, famous actor, football player, baseball player, anything you want to be, even the President of the United States.
Oh boy, before I tried Superstar Glasses, I was just another 175-pound fat indie wrestler. I wore my high school singlet and some flip-flops. Sometimes I'd wear my mom's bathing suit in the ring. I was never trained. I'm a natural. When I was 4 years old, I started wrestling with my sister. She was like 10 and used to kick my ass. But so I don't need training. I just need Superstar Glasses.
That's right. You simply put these windows on your face, and you can be a superstar. Order now for only $14.95. So there you go. Superstar Wrestling Glasses. You know, I think indie promotions are the place to go to see the stars of tomorrow. But, you know, indie promoters, please, I beg of you, make sure the guys you're booking on your card are the stars of tomorrow. So anyways, I'm almost coming to a close here. I had a lot of Parkatol for you this week. But to come to a close, we got to do the top 10. And this top 10, you know, I was going to do top 10 words that are worse than cunt, but I just couldn't come up with any. Instead, I'm going to do top 10 things I would rather be doing on April 1st in divorce court. Isn't that something? Divorce court on April Fool's Day. Wow. So first, my top 10 things that I would rather be doing than being in divorce court. I'd rather be in a strip club confessing my undying love for Portia and several of her stripper friends and handing them my wallet, credit cards intact. Number 9 thing I'd rather be doing than being in divorce court, I'd rather be clubbing baby seals naked in the Antarctic. The number 8 thing I'd rather be doing than being in divorce court on April 1st, I'd rather be taking a leisurely walk through Iran, through some of their deserts or, you know, their little villages, with a U.S. flag attached to my back, holding a big sign that says, Muslims suck, or we're coming, something like that. The number 7 thing I'd rather be doing than being in divorce court, breaking the Guinness Book of World Records for most consecutive listens to Billy Ray Cyrus's Achy Breaky Heart. If I never, ever hear that song again, it'll be way, way too soon. Number 6 thing I'd rather be doing than being in divorce court, wrestling a hardcore match. Bulbs, barbed wire, ladders, piranhas, burning tables, and thumbtacks match with Necro Butcher, and then getting stiffed on the payday. I'd rather be doing that than being in divorce court. The number five thing I'd rather be doing than sitting in divorce court, drinking a nice tall glass of Tabasco sauce served on the rocks while I sit naked on a giant red anthill. Much rather be doing that. Number 4 thing I'd rather be doing than being in divorce court, I'd rather be running backwards, naked, through a cornfield with no lube, if you know what I mean. The number 3 thing I'd rather be doing than talking to a judge and my ex-wife in divorce court, I'd rather go to a nice, cozy little church full of good Christian folk in 1856 and announce that I was a witch. I'd much rather do that. The number 2 thing I'd rather do than sit in divorce court, I'd rather have my eyelids cut off and sit through 2 hours of TNA wrestling. But seriously, folks, the number 1 thing I'd rather be doing on April 1st than sitting in divorce court, I'd rather be spending the day with my baby boys, Michael and Jack, and doing something fun. That's what I'd rather be doing than sitting in divorce court. With that being said, I'm Michael Modest. You've been listening to Modest Joint. I have the will to fight. Wrestling is hardcore, and so am I. Peace.